The stress test. A stress test picks the cases that already look extreme and then tries to break them. So whatever it reports describes the cases it picked and says nothing about the population they came from. The experiment underneath this post ran one against a reasoning benchmark. 250 murder mystery narratives from MUSR, each around 1,000 words with a binary question at the end, were rewritten by a model into two vocabulary registers, one Germanic and one Latinate, and answered by 8 models alongside the untouched originals. Across the full set, both registers cost accuracy. The English minimal translation's 2.5% below baseline, p equals 0, 0.19. The classical minimal 3.7% below, p equals 0, 0.003. Then the analysis went looking for where that average came from, taking the 10 problems translation had hurt most and the 10 it had helped most in each of 4 conditions. Each of those 80 translations was submitted for 3 further regenerations at temperature 0.7 to see whether the direction held once the wording changed. Among the 40 helped cases, 8 produced at least one wording that came out harmful. Among the 40 hurt cases, 1 produced a wording that came out helpful. The distance between those 2 counts is the whole finding. Nothing in it says that a prompt you happen to like carries a 20% chance of reversing when you rewrite it, because nothing arbitrary was ever put into the test. These are 80 problem condition cases the main study had already marked as among the most movable in the corpus. And they were selected on one-sided per model flip counts before the reroll measured 8 model mean accuracy differences. What counts as a flip? The counting rule comes from stochastic analyze, PI rather than from the report, because the phrase, at least one harmful variant, hides a threshold. For each problem, the script collects every model's answer under each available wording, then averages correctness across the 8 models to get 1 number per wording. It computes the same average for the untouched baseline. A wording counts as helpful when its mean clears the baseline mean by more than 5 percentage points, harmful when it falls more than 5 points below, neutral anywhere between. A case is marked as flipped when any one of its wordings crosses in the wrong direction. The scan runs over every available wording, including V1, the original translation generated at temperature 0. So a case can in principle be counted without any reroll having contributed to it. 69% consistency is the third number in that block, and it is measured over a 3-way split rather than a 2-way one, since the script records help, hurt, and neutral as separate directions. 25 of the 80 extremes failed to hold a single direction across their available wordings, while 9 of the 80 produced a crossing to the opposite sign. The 2 counts answer different questions. An extreme that drifts into the neutral band breaks consistency without reversing anything. That drift is its own result. A problem the main study had flagged as among the most movable in the corpus came back, on a fresh wording, with an 8-model average sitting within 5 points of where it started. The selection is doing most of the work. Both sets were chosen the same way, both got the same treatment, and one of them came apart much more often. That comparison is the part worth keeping. Regression toward the mean is the standing explanation for any extreme that softens on retest, and it pulls a helped case back down toward its baseline and a hurt case back up toward its baseline. Neither drift crosses the line on its own. A crossing needs an overshoot. The room to overshoot is not equal in the two directions, since helped cases start from a low baseline and hurt cases from a high one, and this design cannot separate that compression from the thing it is trying to measure. The automated review narrowed the claim to this reading. Among problems selected for being extreme, apparent help depended on the particular wording more often than apparent harm did, by 8 cases to 1. That result comes from a sample built to be adversarial, from one translator model with V1 at temperature 0 and V2 V4 at temperature 0.7, scored by averaging 8 models whose individual answers are binary. Everything wider than those 2 sentences was refuted before this post existed. What a reroll actually changes. Problem 130 in the classical V2 condition is one of the helped cases, and its 4 wordings open like this. V1, within the formidable topography of an Alpine ascension site, Floyd encounters his premature demise via the barrel of a shotgun, leaving investigator Winston confronting an enigmatic homicide with principal suspects Francis and Camille. V2, in the formidable topography of an Alpine ascent locale, Floyd encounters his premature termination via the muzzle of a shotgun, bequeathing Detective Winston with a frigid enigma of culpability, the principal suspects being Francis and Camille. V3, in the formidable topography of an Alpine ascent locale, Floyd encounters his premature termination via the muzzle of a firearm, presenting Detective Winston with a macabre enigma wherein the principal suspects are Francis and Camille. V4, in the formidable topography of an Alpine ascension locale, Floyd encounters his premature termination via the aperture of a firearm, rendering Detective Winston with a frigid enigma of culpability, the principal suspects being Francis and Camille. The weapon is a shotgun in the first two wordings and a firearm in the last two. The question at the end of that narrative asks, who is the most likely murderer? In a story built so that physical detail carries the inference, a shotgun is a constraint on who could have fired it, and a firearm is that same constraint with its discriminating half removed. Rule 3 of the instruction, the translator was working from, says to preserve the meaning precisely and not to change what happens in the story. Two of the three rerolls dropped the weapon specificity anyway. This is one opening paragraph out of roughly 1,000 words per narrative, and nothing in the artifacts establishes it as the worst case in the set. The cells that never ran. The four stochastic data files contain the variant lists for each condition. English and English Minimal are complete at 20 problems each with four wordings apiece, and Classical Minimal has 19 complete with one problem holding three. Classical V2 has 14 complete, one problem holding two, and five problems holding nothing but the original, so 17 of that conditions, 60 reroll attempts came back with nothing usable. Four of those five stalled problems are helped cases. That puts four of the 40 helped cases in the headline ratio into a denominator they were never exposed to, leaving 36 that were. The fragility table carries the same gap in a form easier to miss. It lists Classical V with 15 problems rather than 20, because a standard deviation across wordings needs at least two of them. On the 15 that survive, it reports six fragile, 40%, at a mean standard deviation of 0.133. against 0 fragile out of 20, and a mean standard deviation of 0.078 for English Minimal. The condition whose translations failed most often is the condition whose surviving translations varied most, and one cause covers both readings, since Classical V2 carries the second shortest of the four instructions and is tied with English for the fewest numbered rules. This design cannot tell that apart from the register itself. Where the movement is. The variance table in the report names five of the eight models. The report lists the Grok 4.1 model at an absolute V1 versus reroll mean difference of 0.183 in English Minimal, Mistral Large at 0.169 in Classical V2, Gemini 2.5 Flash at 0.167 in English, Deep Seek at 0.095 in Classical V2, and Llama 3.370B at 0.017 in English Minimal. The steadiest model in that list is also the weakest of the five the report names, answering 58.4% of the untouched originals correctly on a binary question where a coin gets 50%. 8 points above chance is not much distance to travel in either direction. Its stability is the flatness of something that was barely reading the narrative to begin with. The model at the top of the table, at 73.2% on the same originals, moves about 10 times as far in the same English Minimal condition, and the three in between cannot be sorted by accuracy from that list at all because their values come from different conditions. Within English Minimal, where two of these models can be compared directly, the larger movement belongs to the more accurate of the two. That leaves the obvious next measurement outside this experiment. The same three rerolls over problems chosen for nothing in particular, where regression toward the mean has no extreme to pull on, and a flip would have to come from the words themselves.